Well, thank you. Look at Michigan State's resume. They started the season a bit under the radar. People weren't paying attention to the Big Ten. Yeah. Now they're 8-0. They had their miracle win against Notre Dame, and yet a lot of people are just sort of sitting there like, how are they going to lose somewhere? Does it remind you a little bit of you guys last year?
It does, and, you know, it's kind of exciting, but it's also kind of, you know, scary because at the same time, you know, this was a game last year that a lot of people were picking us to lose.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, there's no way they'll get past Michigan State, and, you know, we pulled it out at the end. So we have to make sure that we don't kind of, you know, fall into the trap of, oh, this is a team that's coming in here and, you know, they've got to lose sooner or later, might as well be to us. You know, that's the sort of mentality that's going to get you beat. It's got to be, you know, this is the way we're going to do it. This is our game plan. They're a great team coming in here. You know, they have every, you know, rhyme and reason why they should win this game. We've got to be the ones that have got to overcome it.
What, for people who haven't paid too much attention to Michigan State, when you look at the tape, what are they doing so well?
I think they're just playing very consistently. You know, they're not making a lot of mistakes. They're not turning the ball over an excessive amount. You know, they've really cranked up those fine details I was talking about before. You know, they've got everything kind of working in a rhythm that lends itself very well to winning.
Saturday night.
Are you still on the table for this year? Are your goals still available to you?
Oh, our goals are still available, yes. You know, obviously the national championship's kind of out of the picture at this point. But as far as the Big Ten championship and the Rose Bowl and all that, you know, everything's still in the picture. We definitely do control our own destiny at this point. But it's one of those things where we can't get too focused on the, you know, would have been and could have been. And we also can't look forward too far and say, well, if we do this week and this next week and this the next week, it's got to be 1 week at a time, 1 day at a time on the practice field, making the corrections from the day before.
So those aren't discussed necessarily amongst you, you know, or Kirk doesn't come out and say, hey, we can still go to the Rose Bowl. Let's just worry about Michigan State.
Yeah, it's really just let's worry about Michigan State, you know. And that was the sort of thing that got us through last year every week, was, you know, taking it 1 week at a time, never really looking forward, never listening to the hype or seeing where we were at in the polls. Just every week, all right, this is our opponent for this week. This is what we did wrong last week. Let's fix it and get ready for the next one.
Saturday night, you said you were willing to go back and play him again. 24-hour flush rule. How long did it take you?
Roughly 24 hours, you know, after watching the tape, making the corrections on the field on Sunday and all that, you know, for roughly that 24 hours, I really felt like, you know, if he'd given me a shot, I'd have gone back out and played him again. But at the same time, you know, that's not, you know, you get past that 24 hours and it's time to, you know, switch to next week. It's not possible. We're not playing Wisconsin again. We're playing Michigan State. And if we're still focused on Wisconsin at the end of this week, then we're not going to be ready for Michigan State.
Do you keep any of that, though, as motivation? Can you reform it, I guess, to spur you on the next week, or do you completely kick it to the curb?
I think you always have kind of that internal feeling of, you know, after a loss, you want to get back on the field and kind of prove yourself again. You know, you don't want to let that loss kind of, you know, suck at you for the remainder of the week. So there's always that urge to get back out on the field, I guess, faster and kind of, you know, and make those corrections and prove that, you know, you're not the team that you showed you were the week before. But, you know, that sort of mindset has to apply now to Michigan State. It can't be surrounded around Wisconsin.
When you go back and look at last year's game, just how physical was it? And given what you've seen from Michigan so far, would you expect it to be as physical this Saturday?
Well, I certainly expected to, and it was probably our most physical Big Ten game last year. You know, they came out swinging hard, and we came out and we're trying to swing right back. So, you know, I expected it to be a very similar game. We're both built in very similar ways. They're running in a little bit more zone now than they used to, and we're running a little bit more power now than we used to. So our offenses are kind of coming to a middle point there almost. They've got a lot of the same players back, and we've got a lot of the same players back. And you know, we all remember that game. We all remember the way that it was played and the style that they brought to the table. And so it's going to be up to us to kind of try and know what we did last year and exceed that this year.
Does that help knowing that they have a lot of the same – you talk about them having a lot of the same players back. Does that help as far as the preparation goes because you kind of know more what to expect from them?
A little bit, but at the same time, it's not the sort of thing where, you know, you look at guy – you could look at tape from last year and know how to play the guy this year. Everyone's constantly changing. Defensive linemen are getting new moves. Linebackers are – you know, playing the ball a little differently. As guys get more experience and, you know, and they grow up and mature as football players, their style of play tends to change a little bit. So we've really got to be able to focus on this year's tape and not kind of lean on last year and what they were doing last year as a way to game plan for this year.